This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. US President Donald Trump has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Calling Mr. Modi a close friend, Mr. Trump expressed confidence that India and the United States would reach a trade agreement. The remarks come as Washington and New Delhi continue negotiations aimed at resolving the trade deal standoff. Trump's comments struck a notably warm tone amid otherwise strained trade relations between the two countries. Asked directly about a potential trade agreement, the U.S. president said they are going to have a good deal.
First of all, I have great respect for your prime minister. He's a fantastic man and friend of mine, and we're going to have a good deal.
The Election Commission has issued directions to implement the Supreme Court's order on the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in West Bengal. It mandates public display of names under logical discrepancies and unmapped categories and provides affected voters opportunities to submit documents and be heard within a specified timeline. We have a report.
The Election Commission has directed West Bengal authorities to strictly implement the Supreme Court's this month's order related to the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR 2026. It has instructed the state administration and police to ensure adequate manpower, smooth conduct of hearings and maintenance of law and order with strict action for any non-compliance. The ECI has directed DGP of West Bengal, Police Commissioner of Kolkata, all district collectors, all other police commissioners and SPs to ensure strict law and order during SIR. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has assured the people of West Bengal that no one will be allowed to take law in their hands and strict action will be taken in all such cases. With Anupam Mishra, Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Traffic restrictions will be in place in parts of New Delhi due to rehearsals for the beating retreat ceremony at Vijay Chowk today. According to a traffic advisory, Vijay Chowk will remain closed for general traffic from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Vehicular movement will also be restricted on Raisina Road from the roundabout near Krishi Bhavan towards Vijay Chowk. Traffic will not be allowed beyond the roundabouts at Dara Shikoh Road, Krishna Menon Marg and Suneri Masjid in the direction of Vijay Chowk during the rehearsal hours. The stretch between Vijay Chowk and Rafi Marg going towards Kartavya Path crossing will also remain closed during the specified hours. Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid tribute to freedom fighter Thakur Roshan Singh on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that with extraordinary bravery and courage, Thakur Roshan Singh shook the very foundations of British rule and inspired the youth to organize and take up armed revolution. He noted that through the Kakori train action, the great freedom fighter launched a campaign against the plunder of the nation's resources. The Home Minister added that Roshan Singh continues to be an eternal inspiration for every Indian in the defence of the motherland. Campaigning for Bangladesh's 13th Jatiya Sansad election formally begins today following the allocation of election symbols and confirmation of final candidates, marking the start of full-scale political activity ahead of the February 12 polls. The Election Commission allotted symbols to candidates yesterday, allowing parties and individuals to seek votes openly under the Election Code of Conduct. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he will not use force to take control of Greenland, but reiterated his demand that Washington be given ownership of the Arctic island. Addressing World Economic Forum in Davos, U.S. President said he is seeking immediate negotiations to discuss the acquisition of Greenland. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has rejected the request from the Bangladesh Cricket Board, BCB, to shift its team T20 World Cup fixtures to Sri Lanka, saying the matches will proceed as scheduled. The ICC said there is no credible threat to the safety of Bangladesh players, officials or fans at any of the tournament venues in India. The decision was taken at an ICC board meeting held via video conference. In the Women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors women will take on Gujarat Giants women in a league match at BCA Stadium, Kothambi in Vadodara today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.